Tower VWA, mobile.
Hey, how you doing, big guy?
Bigger guy?
Let's just get out there and do all of our errands and our honeydews and get them over with so we can come back and take a nap.
We're napping. The wife is driving.
Now, wait a minute. Next thing you know, you'll be calling her your chauffeur.
I'm seeing my wife because I broke my glasses. Actually, I lost my glasses in Florida. I got to replace them. So she's doing all the driving.
Hey, that's not a good thing. Well, how long did they say that it would take to get you a pair?
Oh, I don't know. I have to get a new prescription anyway. The prescription's, I think, 2 years old. So I got to find a good eye doctor or good eyeglass place that won't try and cheat me.
Costco, Bubba.
I got my glasses was Sam's Club, and I don't like them.
Find a really good optometrist around here, and you're really happy with them. How about let me know, because my glasses are just about beaten, and I've got to get a new prescription so I can get some more glasses. Isn't that a scam? You got to have a prescription within 1 year to get glasses. Man, they're working it from every end.
Yeah, we're going to go to America. We're going to try on America's Best down here in Taylor's on 29. So they're right there by Five Guys and Super O Road right there.
Okay. Well, you let me know how that works out. I think I'm going to try to find myself somebody that actually has doctor behind their name.
No, we'll let you know how we feel. We get a good feeling from them. They treat us well.
There, boss. So, you get some of that antenna stuff worked out last night?
Yeah, I got a pretty good idea. I think I'm going to order the X200A Diamond and put that up. And that'll probably solve a lot of my issues.
Four band?
No, it's just dual band, 2 meter 440.
How long is it?
I want to say 120 inches, but I'm not sure.
Ooh, that's a long one.
It's with the height that I don't have currently, that'll probably do me really well. I believe it's 6 dB gain on VHF and 9 on UHF.
That's good. Is it a steel whip, or what is it?
Oh, it's a fiberglass radome over the elements. You know, it's a two-piece. You got to screw it together and put it up.
You know, you'll have to have a good, strong metal base because, you know, a whip that long is going to have a little torque to it when it gets in a good, strong wind.
Oh, I know. No, I know that. It's rated for 90 miles an hour, and by the time I get done, I got a few more things to do on my little install at the house. It'll be plenty strong.
Project is that crank up tower.
Affirmative.
Are you still going to attach it to the house?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen, let me get back with you. We're at the post office here. We want to get inside and get a few letters mailed off. Yeah, I'm going to get a house bracket for it eventually. And then we'll talk about that later. Okay, good enough, Steve. Thank you. KN4 VWA KB2H XS.
Steve?
Stand by just a minute. I got a phone call. I'll be right back.
Okay, NXY standing by.
VWA. Mobile? Who's yelling at me?
Okay, this is David, KF4NXY. Yeah, I was going to tell you, when that fella comes back, when you talk to him again, I also, I'm pretty sure I've got an extra house standoff bracket, and, you know, he's welcome to it free of charge.
Roger, and it's, what's your call sign again? KN4NX?
Kilo. Kilo, Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray, Yankee, KF4NXY.
KF4NXY, and what's your first name? Well, then you two ought to get along just fine. You may remain a little bit confused because he's Dave also. There's too many Daves on here. Man, there's KD4CVX, there's you, there's W4DJW Dave, there's Dave, KB2HSX, that man.
That's bad. The church I go to, when I was on the deacon board, we had four Davids on the deacon board, so it got real confusing.
So, is yours a homemade bracket, or is it a DX Engineering? What kind is it?
It's a DX Engineering. It's pretty steady. I mean, pretty, you know, it ain't flimsy. It'll help. Now, whether or not it'll come in handy as far as putting a push-up tower up, I'm not sure. But it would definitely, do the job for a push-up mast.
Well, that crank-up tower he's got, the actual tower is probably a little bit smaller than Ron 25, so and it's triangular shaped, so it might be something he can use. So and he'll be back on here just a little bit once he gets out of the post office. So yeah, you ought to be able to tell him about it yourself.
I'll do that. I'm here at the house. I'm on my house unit, so I'll listen for him. And sound like, you're out and about in the mobile doing stuff. So y'all have a good day, and I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
Hey, Dave, where's your QH? Where's your QTH?
In southern Greenville County. I imagine y'all probably up around Greenville. I could meet him around Greenville sometime. Where I go to church is right there in Piedmont. It's not too far from the Greenville area.
Okay, yeah, because he lives just north of Greer, and I live all the way up. I'm about 4 miles south of Highway 11.
Jump for y'all to come down here for a bracket. So maybe some Sunday after church sometime, he could meet up with me and I could pass it on to him.
Sounds like a winner. All right, well, good enough. Well, I gotta go into Dodge place and get something out of my truck. They got my truck in there for some repairs, and I'm gonna run in and grab some stuff out of the console, and then I gotta go finish doing the honeydews. You know about honeydew, don't you?
I'm retired, so that's my primary purpose in life is the honeydew list. You have a good day, and I'll talk at you later. KF4NXY.
NXY, 73, K4BWA, clear.